You're looking for work or thinking of changing jobs? Well, we've got a guy in the studio right now who's got the goods and selling yourself during that all-important job interview. Scott Sargis is back on The Money Show. Scott, quickly, sell me on two things I need to know to sell myself to an employer.
Thanks, Bill. Two things I would recommend are putting yourself in the hiring company's shoes, and the second thing is answer the question, how can you make money for them from day one?
Okay, so put yourself in the employer's shoes, and then what can you do for the company?
Correct.
All right, that's just the start of it. You've got questions about getting somebody to hire you, you can call us right now. 312-591-7200 is our number. You've brought your ears to the right spot. I'm Bill Mahler on The Money Show on News Talk 720 WGN.
This is The Money Show with Bill Mahler on News Talk 720 WGN.
Hi-ho, and welcome back to The Money Show today. Looking for a job, it's probably on that list of the stuff you put on that mental list, you know, along with cleaning out the litter box and organizing all of your files, the I never want to do that list. But unless you inherit daddy's factory, we all have to go through the idea of job searching. We're all nervous, we're all anxious and insecure, but with every door slammed or gently closed in your face, you have got to, well, let me have Frank tell you. Frank Sinatra.
Will you remember the famous men who had to fall to rise again? So take a deep breath, pick yourself up, start all over again.
Dust yourself off and start all over again. You got to look at that repeated rejection in the face, sneer at it, and keep throwing yourself into the pit. And you know, it really isn't all that easy. So what do you do to nail the interview? How do you stand out from the pack? What can you say to convince that recruiter, that employer potential sitting across the desk that you are the person that they should hire? Scott Sargis is an executive recruiter. He runs Strategic Search Corporation. He developed his own program to help you. It's called the Real Benefit Exercise. It's for people to recover from being fired and pick themselves up, start all over again. Hey, Scott.
Hey, Bill. How are you?
Job seekers put a lot of time into preparing their resume. They sweat over the cover letter, but they don't give too much thought about that interview. That's a mistake.
That's right. Because the bottom line is, resume is not going to get you hired. And at worst, it might get you screened out because employers only will spend about 10 to 15, maybe 20 seconds reviewing your resume. I have a better approach for you, and that is concentrate on the most important part of landing a job, which is selling yourself in the interview process.
How do you prepare for that?
Well, you've heard the old adage, practice makes perfect. Well, to that end, I have five simple steps. One is you want to secure a practice interviewer, somebody that you can trust who will be really tough on you.
Now, because this could be somebody in the family, right?
It could be someone in the family, but somebody who knows you well. And the key is you want them to be really tough on you, because I have found in my 20 years of recruiting, Bill, that the tougher you practice in your practice interview, the easier the actual interview is going to be.
So they're going to be asking you questions like, tell me about that last job you had from which you were fired.
Correct, correct.
And you got to have a good answer for that.
Right, right. And if you see yourself on videotape, which is what I recommend, as a rule of thumb, you want to practice one or two times for at least 45 minutes on videotape. You can see what you've done right. You can see what you've done wrong. You can see that opening handshake, looking the person in the eye, because a lot of people make a real weak handshake.
I teach this in class. I teach college, and we talk about these kind of basic communication skills. And a lot of people, recruiters, employers, make up their minds in the first few seconds based on, do you have a sweaty palm? Are your eyes looking shifty? Do you hunch your shoulders? These kinds of things that shouldn't matter have everything to do with whether or not they're going to even bother listening to all the rest of the stuff as to why you think you're such a good candidate for the job.
That's right. That's absolutely correct. So that's why you want to practice on videotape. And once you've selected somebody that you can trust, the next step is you want to research the company and the job you're interviewing for. Learn about what they're looking for. Look at the job description and share that information with your practice interviewer so they can emulate.
And draw that out of you. Now, that's interesting.
That's correct.
Because that'll help you better channel your skill sets toward the specific needs that particular company has. You're not just a generic person. You're the guy or gal who can solve their immediate problem in these very specific ways.
Exactly. Exactly. And then once you've selected the person, once you've researched the company, the next step is to get a camcorder. And with the cost of camcorders so low, there's no reason why you shouldn't have one, because that's the essence of practicing on videotape. Set it up on a tripod. Go through a trial run. That's the third step.
And should you have sort of a practiced, that elevator speech, that 30-second thing in your head, and weave that in and out of the interview, too?
Right, because that's very important, not only for the interview, but also for generating jobs in networking. And what you want to include are the 2 to 3 strongest points you have, as well as practicing that on a tape recorder so you have it down pat, just like that.
We're talking with Scott Sargis. He's an expert. He's a coach and a recruiter. He knows what it takes to get hired. If you've got a question about how you can get hired, maybe you've got a problem, a deficiency, something that you think will be an obstacle to getting hired, why don't you call and ask us about it at 312-591-7200. My name is Bill Mahler. You're listening to The Money Show on News Talk 720 WGN. We're talking with Scott Sargis, a guy who knows a lot about how to nail that job interview. Bernie's in Aurora. He's next up on WGN. Good morning, or rather, afternoon, Bernie.
Hi there.
Hi, Bernie.
I totally agree with what you're saying, preparing for the interview. But in today's day and age, how does one, you know, there's no guarantee that you're even going to get an interview. Can you comment on, you know, getting the interview?
Yeah, because a lot of companies, they put a wall up there. They don't want you calling. They don't want you getting through the door.
Correct.
Unless they let you in.
Right, unless you know someone.
Well, hi, Bernie. How are you today?
Well, okay. I'm out of work.
Okay. Well, Bernie, there's a lot more efficient ways to generating an interview than sending in your resume. Most people focus on developing and sending in a resume, and that's very inefficient. One of the ways I recommend is networking, developing a 30-second elevator pitch about yourself, who you are, what you're looking for, and your 2 to 3 greatest strengths, and then meet a lot of people in your industry. There's no magical way to land an interview, but by meeting people in your industry, what is your industry, sir?
Might as well just use communication.
Okay, in communications. Find out where there's different events in communications and meet those people. You know, it's a numbers game. You may have to meet 40, 50, 60 people before you land an interview. But the key is meeting people and getting before them. That's what I recommend.
So make noise, start getting noticed. It takes time, Bernie. We're all doing this, those of us who've been unemployed for a while. And it's hard work, but you got to pick yourself up, as Frank was singing there, and just keep throwing yourself back at it. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Karen had called a minute ago. She didn't want to talk on the air, but she said that she's been out of work for a while. Suggestions on how to get back in. Well, I guess you just answered that, Scott. Mm-hmm.
Well, one of the things I'd recommend, Bill, is that Karen should definitely do an assessment, maybe a T-sheet, on the like they do in accounting. On the left side, what are your strengths? What can you do and contribute from day one? The magical question is, how can I make money for that company from day one? And then what are some areas to work on? That's what I would recommend as a first step.
Here's George from Roselle on WGN. Hi, George. How are you?
I'm doing well. I appreciate your show. It sounds very interesting.
Very good. Well, go ahead with your question.
Well, I am an older guy. I'm 65 at the moment, looking to get back into a full-time position. I've had some family issues that have had me working part-time for the last year and a half, and want to go back to full-time. I've been in the hospitality business.
So your basic question is, for older people, what's the prospects, or what kinds of things are that you need to do specifically to get a lead over a younger guy who's coming in?
Right. Well, even to get considered
for a job at
yeah.
all.
Yeah.
Well, George, one of the most underutilized markets is temp to perm. That's temporary to perm, and that's one of the big trends. I would recommend listing with as many temporary agencies as possible, because there's a lot of hidden jobs that will be converted to perm once you prove yourself. That's one of the biggest things I'd recommend to you.
George, thanks for calling.
Okay, thank you.
Tom, you got the last call, because we got a lot of people, but we're going to give you a website to get in touch with our guest if you need more information. But go ahead, sir. You're on WGN.
Anyway, the reason I'm calling, I work for a contracting firm. And, yes, I worked direct for years. And when my last particular direct job decided to go south for the winter, I got involved with contracting firms, and it's been...
Works great for my wife. She works for an agency and has constant work.
And believe it or not, the current company I'm working for through the contracting firm, they just changed my contract from contract only to contract contract to hire.
Yeah. Well, that just worked for you. Tom, that's a great idea. Let's hear what Scott has to say about that.
Well, that's exactly what I mentioned to the last caller, is that temp to perm is one of the biggest trends, and it's also one of the biggest underutilized areas for job seekers. And Tom just proved that.
Peggy and Lois, we can't get your calls, but we can give you some information here. Scott, how can people get in touch with you?
Well, if you go to the site www.realbenefitexercise.com, That's my new interview preparation technique, and we'll tell you a little bit about it, and there's a short free version of that.
Okay, it's otherwise $49.95 to get that. So again, that's the w's.realbenefitexercise.com. And let's do this. We'll have people call the contest line right now. We've got four of these to give away. We'll give them to the 7th, 8th, 9th, and 10th callers if you call right now. At 312-591-7000. We'll give you this little sort of a 1 hour, is it a workshop?
50 minutes from soup to nuts, how to prepare for an interview.
Okay, so again, call right now. We'll take the 7th through 10th caller. Is that four? Yeah. At 591-7000. Scott, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me, Bill.
You bet, sir.
Hey, and the sun's coming out.
Yeah, almost.